If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Well, today, as I do on Mondays, I bring a homily from a previous week. And this homily was delivered on March 3rd. And the gospel we're talking about is from the Gospel of John, where Jesus is tipping over tables and cleaning out the area in front of the temple. Now, I thought it would be a good thing to talk about in light of the issue that I'm going to be focusing on all week of the funeral at St. Patrick's in New York, where there was a funeral that got a lot of confusion with the funeral. It was the deceased was a transgender activist. And a lot of people in Catholic media had different reactions to it. But I want to talk about really a message that we can take from this that really teaches us the importance of always keeping in mind the holy. As you'll hear later on this week, I will talk about how the fact I know that many preachers would give their right arm to preach to that congregation and give them an understanding of why the church is so important. I talk later on the week of what I would describe about how our funeral works and stuff like that. But let's go over to the homily for this week and talk about, as we see, what it means for us today in light of the gospel. As I always mention when we speak from the Gospel of John, when we hear John talking about the Jews, he's not talking about Jews, he's talking about the people who were there at the time, who happened to be Jews. It's a little different. I always say, if we did this in Rome, they'd be speaking about the Catholics in the same way. So it's kind of interesting if we look at what's going on here. We see Jesus showing this tremendous zeal for the temple. Now we want to look at it within the context of the first reading, because there you understand God giving us the Ten Commandments. And what the Ten Commandments are, of course, are not so much these are 10 rules you need to follow, but these are the 10 rules that if you put them into place, you will build a peaceful society. In the seminary, one of my classmates made the point that what actually it says is the just person will do this. The just person will do this. And it's really if you want to build a just society. Now, one of the things that's used in the Old Testament in the longer version is that we hear God saying, I am a jealous God. And I want you to think about that, because even the Council of Trent points out that God is not really experiencing the emotion of jealous. This is how he's expressing himself to the people in a way they will understand. If you think of it this way, if there was an image of a false god someplace and I looked at the image and God got upset because he was jealous, how small would our God be? But God's got to communicate in a way the people have to understand. And so that's what he does. Now, we see everything happen with Jesus, and Jesus gets extremely upset. He tips over tables. Understand that all the people were doing exactly what they were supposed to do. What the money changers did was they would change money for some, like the animals that were there, so that would be a way of giving an offering to the temple by then bringing the animals in the temple, because that was the law said. But if you're coming all the way from, you know, you're coming from 100 miles away, it's hard to bring those animals along. So the point was you'd pay for the animals there so you wouldn't have to bring them the whole distance. But what happened is that they're becoming more focused on the money than anything else. So we look at that, where that comes from. We can talk to, look at the words of St. Paul. What does he say? The love of money is the root of all evil. Why is Jesus getting upset? They're really not doing anything wrong, but they're focused on the money and not the purpose of what they were doing. And so it is a, they've lost a sense of what this is all about. And in losing that sense, they lose a sense of the holy, and they lose a sense of the whole point of the temple. And that's important, because if you lose a sense of the holy, then what happens is then you lose a sense of God and you lose your way. And that's what Jesus' greatest concern is. If people lose a sense of the holy, they will walk down the wrong path. Now, we had an interesting thing happen in our own country about 3 weeks ago in New York. We had it happen at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And there's been a lot of fallout over this. And actually, I don't think it was handled correctly right across the board. And this is literally Monday morning quarterbacking. I'm working with more information than the people did at the time, so it's not fair to use this as a critique of them. But as you may know the story, there were people who came and they did a funeral. It was a funeral for a transgender person, and a lot of it got out of hand, and this upset a lot of people across the country. There are people saying, we now have to do a massive reparation. There's even people saying, now we have to do an exorcism. Please. First of all, what kind of small God would we have if we now have to do acts of reparation? Reparations are important, but they're there to bring us back into a sense of the holy. They're not so that God will stop being mad. The other thing that's important is to realize that there was a misunderstanding on both sides. The side that were the mourners didn't fully understand the whole context of why the cathedral was so important and what is the message of the cathedral being there. By the way, for the record, I've been kicked out of that cathedral for praying the rosary on an iPod. Something I always like to bring up when I talk about St. Patrick's, believe it or not. The other side is the staff of St. Patrick's didn't fully understand the congregation. And so first rule of speaking to someone is to know your audience. And so they didn't understand in the congregation, and you had this clash. Part of the clash was people didn't understand what was the cathedral all about, and the other part didn't understand how to speak to these people. But understanding this, what would be the key thing to do is to bring everyone to a sense of why the cathedral is important, of why the tabernacle is so holy, of what we leave because we want to help people understand why the cathedral is there and why the funeral service is important. And I mentioned on the radio show this week that I am sure there are plenty of evangelical preachers, some of whom are listening to the show, would turn around and say, give my right arm to be able to preach to that congregation. So it's important to understand that. And so and some Catholics too, including myself. So the understanding is that was what happened, but it brings us back to this message, the importance of what we do here. It's important for us to realize by offering ourselves to the Holy of Holies, and to live by that, we make a very clear message to the world, and that message is one of the most powerful things we can do for the sake of peace, and that's important. So we look at that whole message there, and we look at it, and we realize what Jesus is saying. Don't get focused so much on what he does, what is his message. Don't lose a sense of the holy, even if you appear to be doing the right thing. Because if you lose a sense of the holy, you get lost.
You are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, as well as ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org.
Well, the voice of St. Anthony Parish is here, and we're spreading the divine word on the AM, the FM dial, and also digitally through our uplifting podcast. But you know how much I believe in the power of prayer, and we kindly ask for your support in praying for the success and prosperity of our programming in 2024. Your prayers are our foundation, and so I really want to ask you, as we pray for you, to pray for the direction that this program needs to go. And we're asking the Lord to lead us in where He wants us to take this program. If you'd like to make a monetary donation, we'd really appreciate it. You can do that through CatholicAudioMedia.com, or you can also do it through ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org, or you can mail a donation, 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Make the check out to St. Anthony Parish, who sponsors this broadcast, and that would be wonderful. Together, let's build a stronger community through faith and prayer. Thank you, and may your prayers be answered. Well, it is, of course, Monday. This week, I'm going to talk more on the theme of not only the funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral, but also I'm going to talk about funerals in general and what a funeral is all about and what's, you know, how do I do a funeral and things like that. So that's what we're going to focus on this week. So check that out. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. See you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.